Now, if your house catches on fire in America, the natural assumption is that you can call 911 and the fire department's going to come because these are government services that your taxpayer dollars automatically go towards. No options there. But what if you do have the option? What if your city doesn't have its own fire department and relies on the services of a nearby city, with the catch that you can choose to pay $75 if you want that fire protection? Well, that's exactly the situation in Obion County, Tennessee. Last week, one resident's property caught on fire. He called 911, and they promptly informed him that the fire department wouldn't come because he didn't pay the fee. The man and his wife pleaded with the operator, saying that they would pay whatever necessary if they would just respond. But they were told that it was too late. So the fire department stood by, watched the property burn, and didn't take any action until it had spread to the neighboring property, whose owners actually did pay the fee. So, did the family here deserve it, or should the firefighters have interfered? Those are the immediate questions being asked, but we have to wonder, if we expand this story, what it means for Americans to be able to pick and choose, and for public services to become private. Well, joining me to discuss it is Catherine Mangaward, senior editor of Reason Magazine and Reason.com, and Mike Elk, labor journalist and contributing editor for In These Times. Hey, guys, thanks for being here. Now, this is kind of just a sad, sad story. I guess first, give me your take. Do you think that the firefighters did the right thing by just standing by?
You know, it's actually an interesting story because it's all about the context. There's a couple of things going on here. One, this family actually had the exact same circumstance happen to them 3 years ago.
No way. I didn't know that.
They forgot to pay the fee, They had a chimney fire. The firefighters came. They put out the fire. And the family paid the fee the next day. So I think it's not that surprising to suddenly discover that they forgot to pay the fee again this year.
So you have absolutely no mercy for these people.
Thinking
you
that
think they
well,
asked for it, right?
You know, I think that it's a question of free riders. It's, you know, we're used to the firefighters being something that's paid for in our taxes. But when they're not, there are all kinds of incentives for people to wait and hope they can get away with it later on. This is an example of why that's not a great strategy.
I think that's laziness. What about you, Mike?
This was one of the most absurd things I've ever heard in my life, this argument. I can't believe that anybody actually believes that, and I don't believe that you actually believe that. I believe the reason you're saying that is so that you say, hey, let's have privatized fire services, so that way it becomes easier to say, let's not have Social Security, let's not have these other things, because then not having the firefighters come, I mean, my roommate's a cop. And we were talking about this earlier today, and he said, you know, when I go arrest somebody, I don't go do a collection on the block to make sure everybody paid their fee. You arrest somebody. It's a public good. It's, you help people out. That's what this country is about. And anybody who says anything like that, I mean, you must have some other agenda, some laissez-faire corporate, lack of corporate regulation agenda underneath that, because I don't believe that you're actually saying that.
Well, this
you know,
is my
question. I really
question.
Appreciated that you're taking my position on face value. That really means a lot to me. Thanks.
You guys can, you know, can fight away, really. Be my guest. My question here really quickly, though, is, you know, what if there had been somebody inside the house that was about to burn? You know, then is it still, you know, well, you didn't pay the fee. This is about, you know, a private business, and we should let that person die?
As it happens, we have a perfect parallel to that example, right?
Which
the is
healthcare
the way
industry.
That
that's what
insurance.
That's what Republicans like, yeah.
The way
you don't pay your health insurance, you die,
country.
Right?
But that's actually not how it happens at all, of course. What happens is that people
No, half
treated,
it happens to 20,000 people a year.
And then there's a system to work out how they pay. Now, because it's so unusual to have fire services not automatically included in the taxes, we don't have a great system for it right now. But the fact is that if that were a more widespread phenomenon, there would be a way where you could say,
Do
I'm going to pay the whole
price. Do you think
it should
be a more widespread phenomenon? You think that people should be able to pick and choose whether they want to, you know, be able to have the fire department or the ambulance come and pick them up?
I actually do, because this is a perfect example where people should be allowed to take their own risks. This family said, you know what, it's not worth it for us to pay the $75. I think that if someone had been in that house, there was no danger to any human beings in the course of this fire, which I think is very important to note.
But there could
this
have been.
Property.
There could have been.
There could have been, but I think if there had been, the firefighters would have made a moral decision to go in and help out.
Why? They didn't pay the fee, though.
Okay, I mean, you have a lot
fee.
Of freedom to take your own, you know, risks in this country, but, I mean, Mike, to you, isn't the government, you know, if they have a fundamental role, it's not necessarily to run the country like it's a business, but it's to make sure that things actually go smoothly and to provide basic services for their citizens, to make sure that if need be, they will keep them safe. That's why we have a military, and if need be, they'll come pick you up and take you to the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, under this line of approach, you know, if you don't pay your money for the highway, should you not get food that's brought in on the highways? I mean, is this the argument you're
making?
That's
not the argument at all. The argument is these people didn't pay taxes for this service.
How do you know these folks might not be poor? They might not be able to pay it.
$75 is not a lot of money, and they said...
$75 isn't a lot of money.
They said we forgot.
If you're not living below the poverty
line. They didn't say we couldn't pay. They said we forgot.
Yeah, but what about another family that can't afford it? I mean, $75 is a lot of money.
Well, and actually, another thing that this story illustrates is how there are lots of private ways that people help each other out. After the fire, the local thrift shop said, you know what, come in here, take anything you want. We'd love to help you out.
Did the local thrift shop show up with a fire truck?
No, but I'm saying in the event that this fee were needed, you know, that someone was poor, couldn't pay the fee.
I think this is a perfect example of what the right wing does, is that they make this position of fire trucks not coming seem reasonable. So that it becomes, oh, this is the right-wing position, and this is the left-wing position. This is a position that, like, less than 0.1% of Americans hold.
Believe me,
I haven't read any polling on this issue, but I guarantee it's probably over 90%.
If I were trying to make my position seem reasonable, I would not be arguing that sometimes you got to let people's houses burn down. I think this is a matter of principle.
My question is, what's next? Okay, so let's say that we start privatizing fire departments and ambulance companies and everything. Then, I mean, what's next? Then they're going to pick and choose. You might have some kind of a pre-existing condition as to whether your house, you know, should be able to be responded to by the fire department. Maybe you have a kind of wood that burns more easily. It puts everything up in the air.
Well, it does mean that if you have a house that's more flammable, you might have to pay more. That's a completely reasonable position. It's how health insurance works. It's how auto insurance works. It's how life insurance works.
So you want to make everything a matter of insurance?
Actually, yeah. I think that wouldn't be a terrible way.
What happens is like, caring for your neighbor, for wanting to help everyone else.
This is not about caring for your neighbors. People care for
fires, emergencies.
People,
to me, are about caring for people.
The neighbors of this house, I guarantee, were lovely people who did care. And in fact, we know that they helped out after the fire. They probably helped out during the fire.
You know what
this
else?
This is not about this. This is about the role of government and people paying for government services.
You know what else? You know, all those people in the Gulf, they should have gotten that BP oil spill insurance. That way, if BP did it. You know, because they should have been able to control that. I mean, you know, they shouldn't live close to the shore. I mean, this argument is absurd.
BP was at fault in that case and had to pay. This is a completely
because there wasn't enough money to properly regulate
on his own property.
There wasn't enough money to regulate BP, which is what you're about. Starving government so that you can drown it in the bathtubs, in the words of your political godfather, Grover Norquist.
But let's talk about this. I mean, you know, there are a lot of cities right now that can't afford to keep fire departments, that can't, you know, afford to keep a police department really running either. So what do? You just keep those services going no matter what the cost, no matter how high the deficits get?
Well, let's talk about something. Let's talk about the real free riders in the society, the rich. Warren Buffett right now pays a lower tax rate than his secretary. The way that the tax rates are set up in this country is the rich often pay less than the poor. For example, Exxon, Mobil, GE, none of these companies paid corporate taxes last year. None of the big Wall Street banks paid corporate taxes. They all used write-offs and loopholes to get around it. So the reason why we're cutting these services isn't because people aren't paying enough money out of pocket. It's because the rich have found ways to get around it, and they're trying to buy democracy, and they're trying to put ridiculous talking points like this on
the air.
You
know, I'm thrilled that we found a point of agreement. I would love to institute a flat tax where everybody pays the same rate.
I don't know. To me, it's, you know, rich or poor. The basic argument here is that if your house is on fire, I would expect the fire department to go there and to help you, and I would run and help too.
But the basic argument here is also about what that municipality should have done in the first place, right? This is actually not about the firefighters. It's not about the firefighting company. This rural municipality chose not to make firefighting fees part of the services that the town provides. Once that happens, it has to be a private firm. Who else is going to do it? So I'm not sure that this is a question of somehow like private enterprise versus government. This town made the decision not to
offer
the service.
And that's why, you know, I just think that it should be mandatory and no questions asked federally, nationally, whatever you want to call it.
Federal firefighters. Nice.
Thank you so much for being here.